Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, as we once again talk to you about way to go green, live green, and save green. We want to thank our green friends over at Evergreen Credit Union, who sponsor the show each and every week. And I was just talking to them the other day about the way they could get into our home and outdoor living show at Answers to Energy. So hopefully I'll have some more information for you on that. But we want to thank Evergreen very much for sponsoring the show, naturally a better financial. Today, we have got a new guest today, but if you've listened to our radio stations, you probably have heard about them because they have done our sweet deal before and have sold some gift certificates that we've had on there. Also, they do some advertising where they talk about not only their philosophy of how they run their restaurant, but also some of their music that they feature. It is the Source Public House, and with me I have owner Dennis Long, and I have Chef Drew Stanky with us. And nice to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Bill, thanks for having us.
First off, we talk about the word farm to table, because you guys, we talk about it on the air about being a true farm to table restaurant. That has been a word that has really been thrown around a lot over the last couple of years, and I kind of use the same expression when people used to talk about going green, and it got to the point where people were saying, oh yeah, we go green because we don't cut our grass every 2 weeks, you know, whatever it is. But you really are a true farm to table restaurant, and why don't we talk about that a little bit, how that all came to be. Being the owner, how did you decide to do this?
Well, it's an interesting story in a way. I'm old enough to have learned a lot from my sons. And they were conservationists and environmentalists a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And so I learned from them. And one of my sons, my youngest son, who happens to be a organic farmer of sorts in Missoula, Montana, he said to me, Dad, the problem with people today is they don't know where their food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask someone where their food comes from, they're liable to say pick and save or festival foods. But they don't know where it comes from. So when we started the restaurant, we wanted to kind of reconnect people to where their food comes from. So the name, the Source Public House, implies our intention and now our execution of sourcing food locally. And public house, meaning we're not a fancy exclusive restaurant. We have good food, a nice atmosphere, but it's welcoming to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love the public house. Being from New England, the public house is something that was a very common phrase actually back in the colonial days, because it was the neighborhood tavern. It was the place where people ate, gathered, drank, sang, tell stories, the whole nine yards, and it's a common expression out there, but kind of new, I guess, out here, because most people just call it a restaurant, and you decided to use public house.
Well, and everything in the U.S. is kind of new.
Yeah, that's true.
Even on the East Coast, they got that from England.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
There were public houses, and then there were private clubs.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we wanted to be open to the public, casual atmosphere, good food, locally sourced.
So when you say locally sourced, and you put this philosophy in action, Dennis, what was the framework of this, saying we're only going to buy locally, we are only going to do business with farmers? How did this whole process start?
Well, you can't buy 100% of everything
right
locally. We do have a bar, and lemons and limes don't grow on trees in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
But to the extent possible, we want to buy things locally. And what does locally mean? Locally generally means within 100 miles of the restaurant.
Okay.
So regional might be 400 or 500 miles. We're not trying to be regionally sourced. We're locally sourced. But the idea is back to reconnecting people to where their food came from, having an appreciation for that. Clean, fresh food, and Drew can speak to some of the benefits of locally sourced and some of the challenges in terms of vendor management and things mm-hmm. like that.
And I was just going to do that. The Source Public House, you can find them at thesourcepublichouse.com. Drew, this concept, wonderful, wonderful idea. But from a head chef perspective, there's got to be a lot of challenges. And talk about a little bit about what those are, because you're running in Wisconsin, you know, pretty much every day you guys are open when things aren't always growing.
It's definitely a challenge every day. I've been in this business for 15 years. I've always wanted to work in a farm-to-table restaurant. And like you were saying earlier, I mean, it's a phrase that's thrown around a lot with restaurants, and there's a lot of restaurants out there that I don't think are true to the concept like the Sources. When I first started working here, it was about a year and a half ago, and I was just blown away at, you know, how much they do truly, like, and they're really honest about, you know, where we get everything from, and to the extent, it's insane to me. I mean, you know, getting 90% of your product from, you know, within 100 miles of Appleton, essentially, it's just crazy to me. So growing season in Wisconsin, there's, you know, it's very small, and we got to just plan our menus around that. And it's actually a lot of fun for, you know, for me and my guys to come up with, you know, a new menu every 2 or 3 months. Obviously in the summer, like spring and summer, we come up with a few more than like late fall and winter. We'll kind of try to run the same menu as much as we can, just because there isn't really much available anymore. But our farmers have, you know, they've come a long way in the past few years to where they can grow, you know, stuff even like lettuce in hothouses outside still in Wisconsin with the weather we get. So they've come a long way with what they can grow all year round. But, you know, locally sourcing it, they're doing a lot more, putting a lot more work into it, especially in the winter. So just for instance, like our lettuce in the winter will go up, you know, almost $2 to $3, which
I bet. Yeah.
If you're, you know, just your everyday run-of-the-mill restaurant getting, you know, cases of lettuce in already chopped and stuff, you're paying, you know, $4 a pound, where we're paying in the summer, you know, we're paying $7-$8 a pound in the winter, almost 10. So
wow.
It's not the cheapest thing to do in a restaurant, but, you know, in the end, you're getting, you know, the best product. And I know all my farmers personally. I mean, they deliver.
I was just going to ask
they
you
deliver,
that.
You know, in their pickup trucks sometimes.
Okay.
And I mean, we're on a first name basis. It's amazing to me how, you know, they can come in and, you know, good morning guys, how's everything going? And you're literally talking to, you know, the guys and the girls that are out there planting the seeds, you know, tilling their soil, doing everything that they need to do to grow their product, and they're literally delivering it right to our back door.
Do they say things like, oh, you know, oh, we are string beans this year are just at its best, or to give you kind of what is
oh,
hot?
Oh, yeah,
what,
definitely. What, I mean, I text messages all the time from my farmers.
Really?
You know, the strawberry season this year was a joke. So
yes.
I mean, and
yes.
it was literally like the first time I was able to get strawberries, I had the majority of my farmers telling me like, hey, 3 weeks tops.
Wow.
So it's one of them things where, like, strawberries are one of my favorite fruits, and they're awesome to cook with. They're awesome to have on salads. And it's something like that where you want to have it on your menu, but 3 weeks, it's just, you know, it's you can't plan a menu around something that you're going to have available for 3 weeks. So, you know, the challenging thing is you just got to come up with other stuff.
I always ask on this show the question, why do this? And you kind of mentioned you've always wanted to do this, but there's a passion that comes with this. And so my question to you, Drew, is, and are you going to use the word giddy? Do you get giddy when, like, new product, like fresh product just comes in? You get texts from farmers go, whoa, this stuff is in. We got to do this on the menu.
I mean, it's definitely one of them things where, you know, when they do have new stuff, it's really exciting for us, especially if I can get it for, you know, 2 or 3 months. You know, it's really fun. Then we can come up with, you know, as the best product that we can, you know, we can figure out within, you know, within our possibilities. So, right now we're working on a new menu, and, you know, my guys are really excited about fall's my favorite time to cook. There's a lot of good vegetables that come into season that you can get for, you know, a few months into, you know, almost into winter. So, you know, we're really excited about, you know, coming out with this new fall menu, and I think it's going to be our best one yet. So,
Chef Drew with us from the Source Public House, and Dennis Long, the owner. Dennis, do you offer input? Do you let him do his thing? Are you just the taste tester? What goes on over there?
I'm definitely a taste tester. But Drew and his team designed the menu and presented to my wife and I. And we have a conversation about, you know, what's worked, what hasn't worked, what's available, what are the challenges at this particular time for this particular menu. And we come to an agreement. But Chef Drew does, you know, 95% of the work, along with his team.
Yeah, and you have your own garden right there on the grounds, correct?
Yeah, we do.
And do you decide what's planting because of what you think will sell well, what do you think will grow well, or what is your personal favorite?
Honestly, it's probably all the above. We this year our garden, we got a lot of tomatoes in it.
Too many, I hear.
Yeah, we got an abundance of tomatoes. It got a little overplanted this spring.
You learn.
But, yeah, it's a learning process. Obviously, I've never had the opportunity to work in a restaurant where there's a garden right outside the back door.
That's awesome.
So, you know, we kind of just plan on the stuff that is the most expensive to get from our farmers. Like tomatoes, for instance, aren't cheap to get from our farmers. Mm-hmm. So we plant a lot of tomatoes just to kind of supplement, you know, that. And then just stuff that, you know, we know we're going to use. So there's some lettuce, some kale, cucumbers, just, you know, stuff that we know that we're going to use throughout the summer that, you know, if a farmer's running low or something happens. For instance, I had one of my farmers, I was getting some pears from him, and he had his cooler break down, and he lost, you know, a couple weeks worth of work that he had, you know, in his cooler. And it's just one of them things where when you are dealing, you know, local, and I deal with a lot of different farmers. So, you know, when one of them has something go wrong, it's really nice to have, you know, a garden outside that you can just be like, well, you know, I'll just go out there and grab it.
Yeah. You can't get any fresher than this, the Source Public House. And so if you have not tried it yet, we're going to talk about the location. It's 890 Lake Park Road in the town of Menasha. And we'll talk with Dennis and Chef Drew in just a second as we take a break here on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Welcome back. Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Today we're talking to the Source Public House, Dennis Long, the owner, and Chef Drew Stanky, who are with us to talk about their true farm-to-table restaurant. Before we go any further, we mentioned the location, 890 Lake Park Road, town of Menasha, which is, Dennis, I wanted to ask you about that, because obviously around the Fox Valley, a lot of places that you could have set up shop. Why there? Was there any place in particular? Obviously, it was for sale. You bought it. But was there anything else in particular that you said, this is the place?
Well, I already own the real estate.
Ah, I did not know that. Okay.
I didn't buy it to have our restaurant there. There was a restaurant there already.
Yeah.
It was more of a,
It was a sports bar.
Yeah, it's a sports bar.
Yeah. pub and...
So we completely reconfigured it into what it is today. So that's why it's there. It has its challenges. And it's the city of Menasha.
Oh, it is the city of Menasha.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the very outskirts of the city of Menasha. Across the street is the town of Harrison.
Gotcha.
And then right down the street is the city of Appleton.
Okay.
So we're kind of right in, you know, that triangle.
Yep. Okay. I wanted to ask you before when we were talking about the farm to table, when you were starting out, did you do research on farmers? Do farmers come to you? How do you get connections in that farm to table world when you start out?
Well, Drew's been with us about a year and a half, so he wasn't there to deal with that challenge.
Was that a challenge? Was it hard?
Well, sure. It's easy to it's easy to have a Cisco truck or
a food service truck that just pulls in. Yeah,
it's a little harder to establish long term relationships with farmers. So we started small, and we used a few people. Our chef that we used to start the restaurant had some contacts, and it started there. And the whole process of vendor management, Drew, we have 70 plus vendors for
food
products.
Mm-hmm. It gets pretty crazy. How many different people we still have new farmers, email, text. They'll get a number and they'll send emails or they'll call a restaurant and they come to us. So that's pretty nice.
Is that something that evolves over a while? They come to you, or in the beginning, are you asking them and they're going, well, I don't know, you're a little far, or I'm not sure if I want to, do you have to sell them?
Well, they're trying to sell themselves, too. They're looking for an outlet, and they take pride that a restaurant not too far away from their farm is featuring their food. We invite them to come in. A lot of the farmers are customers. They come in and enjoy the food that we prepare that they produced.
That's awesome.
It's kind of a neat thing for them.
Yeah. So do you get to the point, Drew, where I'll use the word bargaining, is that you, like, I've got farm A, B, and C offering this stuff, what can you get me at a better price?
I definitely go through and whoever has the cheapest price that week, I'll order certain stuff from them. A lot of them will grow stuff that the others won't, though, too. So
well, when we've been talking about growing things, we should also focus in on beef and things along those lines, chicken, things along those lines. You go to farms and you're also working that angle as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is that are those farms that specifically do that for other restaurants as well? It's their number one business.
Some of our produce farmers do not. Some of them don't deal with restaurants. The guy we get our salmon from, Silver Moon Springs, I know we're the only restaurant he sells to. Nice. We get our beef from them. They probably have a few different restaurant accounts because they're in Slinger, so they're close to Milwaukee. I'm assuming that they probably have some restaurant accounts down there. Around here, I don't know if anyone uses them in the Valley. They're, by far some of the best beef product I've ever had in my life. So around here, I know we're probably one of the only ones that uses Nye's Big Sky out of Slinger, and it's very good beef. So it's one of them things.
I'm just kind of curious. Go ahead. You want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say our beef is grass-fed beef.
Mm-hmm.
We have a discussion about their use of pesticides and hormones and trying to bring a good, clean, fresh product to the table, not just local. Drew, tell the listeners about our source blend of beef that we use for our hamburgers.
So our hamburgers, most time if you're getting, ground beef, even if you're padding your own, at most restaurants you're getting your ground beef from whoever. It's honestly the scraps that the butchers can't use. Whatever they can get, they're gonna grind up and put into ground beef. So our ground beef blend is it's sirloin, ground chuck, and then brisket, and that's all it is, and it's designed specifically for us. If you've never had a burger at Source, come on in. I think they're one of the best burgers in the Valley, honestly, in my opinion. It's they're very, very good. You know, they got that perfect amount of fat in them, so it's like 85-15. It's just a blend that, you know, they're specifically making for us. We're the only ones that can get it. So they don't sell it to the public. They don't sell it to other restaurants. So it's made just for us every week when we get it. So.
We haven't talked too much about what is on the menu. And I will say, having been there many times, first off, just because I watch a lot of the Food Channel crap, you know, my wife likes watching that stuff. And I like watching it too, I must say. But there is a pop to the flavor from your food. It just pops in your mouth, and you're like, wow, that's the freshest, you know, tomato I've had in weeks, months, ever, you know, in whether it be the beef or anything else you have. We've been there for brunch, the same type of thing. It's just flavor. Your mouth just gets a field day. And we should also mention that you really do a good job of keeping it to, let's say, beef lovers. You if you like beef, you serve a great steak, right?
Oh, yeah. So my menu, every time we change it, the thing that doesn't change about it is our proteins. I can't get a whole lot of different stuff as mm-hmm. far as proteins, you know. I can get any cut of beef I want, but, you know, other than, you know, your beef, pork, we have salmon and trout that we get, like I said before, from Terry from Silver Moon Springs. Other than that, and chicken, obviously, but other than that, my proteins don't change that often, so we're, you know, and our produce is, we get organic as much as we can, so the freshest available. You taste the difference when you eat it. You taste the difference in, you know, in all of our protein product too. So I honestly like to try to keep, you know, my menu is, it's simple cooking, but it's still very, very good. You know, the stuff we come up with, you know, you might not be at home on a Wednesday night and think to make some of the stuff on our menu, but it's stuff that it's simple enough. We keep it simple enough that, you know, anybody could make it, but it's, you know, it's still very, very, very good food. And it's because, you know, of our product is, it's the best you can get.
Were you going to say something?
Yeah, Bill, the other thing that's, I think, interesting about our menu, it's not 9 pages long.
No. Yeah.
It's a simple menu. You've got choices. There's a variety. You can find something you like on the menu. But part of living green is to, you know, not have frozen food mm-hmm. and have a more concise menu that offers variety to the customer but reduces waste.
And you respect vegan meals, gluten-free, all those kind of things, too. Things that people will...
You know, allergies, dietary restrictions. I like to tell my guys in the kitchen, you know, the difference between a chef and a line cook is if somebody's out there and they need to change stuff on your menu for, you know, allergies or diet or whatever it may be, you need to accommodate to them. Like, they're coming in there and they're spending, you know, their hard-earned money in your restaurant. And, you know, it's one of them things where if somebody needs to change something, then, you know, it's what you got to deal with. And, yeah, we definitely, you know, vegans, we got a lot of vegan menu items. I have a vegan chef in my kitchen, so it's really nice to have him in there. But I just wanted to touch real quick on like, what Dennis said with the freezer. We, you know, we don't get a lot of frozen food in at all. Most restaurants have, you know, a big walk-in freezer that's, like, the size of this room. Mm-hmm. I have 2 chest freezers in our basement.
Really?
Some people have probably more freezer room in their homes than we do in a restaurant that, you know, we serve, you know, a couple, you know, 500-600 people a week. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to downplay our food at any, you know, by saying it's simply made, but because trust me, when, you know, it's a busy Friday or Saturday night, it's not simply made at all.
No,
it's hard because everything's made from scratch. So, you know, it's a challenge every day. I mean, I go into work every day and know that I'm not going to just be standing around waiting for people to come in and eat because we're, you know, we get to work and we start prepping, you know, everything that we need to prep for the day. So
sound interesting. You got to check them out, the Source Public House. Again, go to thesourcepublichouse.com. You can give them a call, too. Make reservations, 830-2050. That's 830-2050. We're wrapping things up, but I want to mention also, just because not only are you source as far as food is concerned, you're source as far as feeding back to the community when it comes to the arts and music. So let's talk about that just briefly.
Yeah, if you walk into our place, you'll notice right away the art on the wall. All of our art is produced by local artists. It's their work on display. We're basically an art gallery for local artists. Mm-hmm. Majority of the art price that you pay is paid to the artist. We keep a little bit because we have to pay the sales tax on all sales, and we pay someone to work with the artist to procure it. A lion's share of the price goes to the artist. They set the price. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
Our beer is all from Wisconsin, 14 draft beers. Even our Sprecher's Root Beer, you know, is available on tap. So it's art, beer, food.
And music.
And music.
And music is locally grown as well, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, we have a very nice sound system, a beautiful stage, much more than you'd expect at a typical restaurant or bar. And, you know, the artists that perform there have a great venue. They consider it a music venue.
Yeah.
And so do we.
And I would say, too, having been there in all different aspects, we've been there for brunch, we've been there for dinner, we've been there for the music. When you walk in, I think the first thing is, this place is different. It's open. It has that, I'll say, you know, that public house kind of feel to it, that it's good conversation. The music's not too loud. It's not clanging dishes in the back. You feel like you could have meetings there. You could have conversation. You can enjoy great music. And you can just really encompass the whole spirit of what it's about, not to mention that still have some good weather here. The patio deck, you have that too.
Yep, we have a wonderful patio deck. There's two levels. One's smoking, one's non-smoking. One is dog-friendly, and one isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring your pooch out, and they'll get a nice organic dog biscuit and a
nice
fresh bowl of water, and we love to have the dogs out.
Awesome.
We even locally source the dog treats. So
there you go, all the way down to the dog
everything
treats.
Down to the dog.
Wonderful. The Source Public House, again, go to thesourcepublichouse.com for more information. Chef Drew and Dennis, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate you talking to us.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You for having
thank
us.
You for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.